You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and it is January 18th, 2026 at 11 p.m. on the dot. And welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm slightly like recovering from being under the weather. So I know that you're used to my voice being different, and no, nothing's wrong with me. And no, I haven't changed. I've got to just grasp the fact that I haven't been here in so long, and that this is such a nostalgic moment for me, and one that is yet so new, and yet so familiar. So I'm good. I missed you all so much. Tonight's show is a very bittersweet show, in the sense that Max and Friends is coming to an end. 17 years we've been here on LA Talk Radio. First, it was BBS Talk Radio when it was To The Max, and then it was LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. And over the 17 years of being here, I've laughed with you, I've cried with you, I've prayed with you, I've meditated with you, I fought with you, not often. I've had guests, over 1,000 people on Max and Friends, since the beginning, since LA Talk Radio was birthed. The genesis of LA Talk Radio goes back this year. It's going to be what? Oh my gosh. I've been here 18 years. LA Talk Radio was birthed in February, 18 years ago, 2008, from Sam, who's just the best. He has Sam in the mornings here. And Sam, talk about trailblazer and visionary. When we first started, it was called Internet Radio. And LA Talk Radio was so different because we still can always say what we want. And that was one of my favorite things about the show. Like, we could come on and we could talk about sex one week and then, you know, Christianity the next week. We could talk about Jackie Collins, one day she would be a guest, and then Lisa Lampanelli or Lunel, my pal Lunel, and of course, Eva LaRue. I love my Eva LaRue. But, you know, the guests have been plentiful. Mike Horn. The list today, if you go on my Instagram, at Max Tucci, you can go down memory lane because I had it all in the stories. You know, I've been reminiscing all day. And, you know, I took a break. I took a break because I published The Delmonico Way, which is now going into its third edition. I think the last time I left you guys, I did a Sunday supper with Jennifer English, who's going to be my guest tonight, and she'll be here in just a moment. But, you know, I want to take this time to be with you, just us for a moment, so we could, you know, skip down this memory lane. But I remember when I published The Delmonico Way, I never knew that Delmonico's, the restaurant, was going to be part of my reality. In the sense where that I would be a third generation partner. And so I took some time to really do my passion, which is being a restaurateur and hosting, obviously. And I love hosting. I love hosting at the restaurants, and I love hosting here on LA Talk Radio. Here is my true love in hosting, because I get to be comfortable in my own space. And I can draw you in globally. And so that's what the restaurants do as well. And so since I took a break, and Sam and Dina so generously kept Max and Friends going, best of shows, for almost 2 years now, I took a break to follow my grandfather, Oscar Tucci, to follow my father, Mario Tucci, to follow my Aunt Mary, to follow my beautiful grandmother, Sesta, and then also my mother's family, my grandfather, Julius, and my grandmother, Severina. You know, and it took some time to adjust to not being here on LA Talk Radio. And I've missed it so much, so much. So to say that Max and Friends is coming to an end, it's bittersweet in the sense that I love being here. This is my passion. This is one of my purposes. I'm so excited to be telling you about a new show that we're going to be premiering here on January 25th. So next week will be a whole new show. And so we are relaunching. It wouldn't be the first time. Remember I said we were To The Max and then Max and Friends? So we're relaunching a new show. You know, my grandfather, Oscar Tucci, was known for saying, all are welcome to the table. And I echo him by saying, all are welcome to my table. And that's what I do. I do at Tucci, my new restaurant that opened March of 24. I do at Delmonico's. I do at the cookbook. Yes, for those that don't know, you remember I used to say, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so, yeah, Delmonico's happened, then Tucci happened. Now the cocktail book is coming out next year, which is going to be wonderful because it's the 200th anniversary, the Delmonico Bar Book, published by Rizzoli. You remember back in the day when I couldn't even get a book deal? You have been through it all with me. You really have. You really have. I'm going to have to take a sip of water on that one. But, you know, it's been a beautiful journey. And so the new show, let's just back up a minute. I'm going to have a sip of water because that's what we can do. And you know, it's so good. It's my Icelandic water. You remember what back in the day when I used to have to do like plugs for certain things? Well, that's going to happen now. And remember when Sam was always trying to get me on camera? I was like, no, Sam. And the studios, the green room studios, the green screen studios where anything could be behind me. And he was like, we've got to do it. I'm like, no, Sam, I love audio. Well, the new show, Welcome to My Table with Max Tucci, premieres next Sunday, January 25th, right here on LA Talk Radio, YouTube, all podcasting platforms. But especially I wanted to return to LA Talk Radio. I was telling Sam before the show, I'm like, we grew up together. And so when I first started, Sam, you know, gave me this platform who was like, we want your show. Let's do it. And then through the years, through almost 20 years, we have created, oh gosh, thousands of shows, not only with Max and Friends, but on other shows that I created here on LA Talk Radio. And it's just been a journey. And so to come back home to LA Talk Radio really is one of my biggest joys this year. And why this year? Why 2026? Because this year, my family, the Tucci family, with me at the helm of this beautiful vessel, get to celebrate 100 years of hospitality. In 1926, Oscar Tucci purchased Delmonico's, the building, resurrected the name, saved the building. And as the book title says, Delmonico Way. He created the Delmonico Way. Sublime, entertaining, and legendary recipes from the restaurant that made New York. And so Oscar made all of this possible for me. And so did Mario and Mary and Sesta and Julius and Severina and Mama Gina. And for all of those who are asking, Mama Gina is amazing. She's doing wonderfully, Mama G. We spent some time in Italy last summer. And she's really well. So Thank you. You know, I'm just thinking how many birthdays I've celebrated here. You know, I've got one coming up. And so birthdays and anniversaries and then death announcements. You remember Grandma Letty? Oh my God, you all loved Grandma Letty. And she would come on and, you know, wow, this is going to go like they're going down this memory lane. But, you know, I love that Welcome to My Table with Max Tucci is something that Oscar used to say. You know, that was his motto. And so for me to bring that to LA Talk Radio is going to be quite unique. Over the summer last year in 2025, you know, Wendy Williams came into my life. And in a way of friendship, in a way of, you know, real friendship, where, you know, we were together often, despite her living in, you know, a facility in New York. And there was this Free Wendy movement. And I became a part of it. And to the point where I met Suzanne Bass, Wendy and Brendan and the whole team, and Alex, Wendy's niece and her fiance. And, you know, we spent so many dinners at Tucci and Delmonico's with Wendy helping her freedom. And so it was fascinating because as that journey continued, you saw it through the press. I mean, you guys, you saw it. I was being, you know, the DMs I got were like, you know, extreme, and the press calling and the paparazzi at the, both the restaurants. And so, you know, it was an incredible summer. And it all started because I was supposed to go to a party and I had to stop at Delmonico's first. And I walk in and I'm like, why is there paparazzi outside? And I noticed Suzanne Bass first. And I'm like, do I know you? And she's like, Max Tucci. I'm like, Suzanne Bass. And we were supposed to meet through Auntie Ro and Siobhan. Y'all, Auntie Ro's been here a quadrillion times. And Suzanne and I met. Then Suzanne was like, oh, you know what? Wendy's here. We're having dinner for her birthday at Delmonico's. But Suzanne and I created a unique friendship, and it's 11:11 on the East Coast right now. So you know what that means. We got to take a moment to take that time to open ourselves up to offers, options, and opportunities for the highest good of our life. So I just did. And I pray that for all of you too. But so we became quick friends. And Suzanne right away is like, you got to go back on air. You got to go back on air. I'm like, Suzanne, like I'm taking a break. And Sam has given me this, you know, this incredible hiatus opportunity to let the show continue while I'm, you know, doing Tucci, Delmonico's, the book, and just reclaiming hospitality banner for my family, the hospitality banner. So Suzanne insisted, and it took some time. And then one day she came up to Delmonico Farm and she said, oh my gosh, we have to do a new show. Welcome to my table here at the bar, at the farm, at the barn. And so starting next week, January 25th, we're going to bring you shows on video. Sam, it finally happened. It just took 18 years. And we're gonna bring you new shows every Sunday on the same time slot of Max and Friends. But now it's just going to be Welcome to My Table with Max Tucci. And the guests, you're going to see some familiar ones. Suzanne is going to be my first guest. I thought it was fitting to bring Suzanne as my first guest because, you know, she's the reason why really I ignited this passion, and we've created a team with Fran and Suzanne, and we have like this incredible production team now that's putting together the show. But I felt fitting that Suzanne would be the first guest and the right guest to open the show with, so that you get an understanding of who my new executive producer is. Where does she come from? For those of you that don't know, you know, she's worked on shows as well as Fran, my team, from the Martha Stewart Show to Rosie O'Donnell. And collectively, they have their Emmy Award winners, and they're really daytime royalty. And so television royalty, I mean, Wendy Williams, Sherry Shepherd, you name the shows, they've worked on them, Tony Danza. And so it's really, it's fun to open the show with my first guest on the new show next Sunday, Suzanne Bass. And we'll get into her story and behind the curtain at the Wendy Show. You know, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about our friendship. We'll talk about her friendship. And we'll talk about, you know, the new show. And then we're going to dive into the season. So get ready every Sunday, because we are diving all new shows every Sunday. And then we have Eva LaRue. And she's joining me because, you know, I did a really intense documentary with her. Remember over the years, Eva had a stalker. So Paramount Plus picked up the documentary, and it's called My Nightmare Stalker, The Eva LaRue Story. And I'm in it. I'm in it to the point where I have my, you know, my stories, my remembrances of Eva Stalker, but also I have a reenactment actor. So I know I shouldn't be laughing because it's such, you know, it was such an intense period and still is of Eva's life and her friend's life, but I have a reenactment actor. So I think it's fun, but you know, it's been a journey. I could sit here all night and talk about it. And, you know, I might from time to time have to come back and just do like, you know, a Max and Friends 2.0. I'm going to have some more water and be a part of it, where like, you know, if I feel like I really want to talk to you guys, we don't have to really do Welcome to My Table. I want to take a beat, you know, and throw in a Max and Friends. We'll make it work. You know, 18 years here, I think I've figured out a way to make it work with Sam. So, you know, speaking of, if hosting a show has been something you wanted to do, or you've been, you know, drawn to do, or you've seen so many of them and you're thinking, you know what, I can do this. Reach out to Sam. There's availability. There's some time slots left, and I'm 18 years here. And like I said, over 1,000 guests. And I counted earlier 18 awards, but then I was reminded of others. And I've won like over 22 awards now for podcasting, from Outstanding Podcast to Outstanding Lifestyle Show, with my most booked guest, the one and only Gordana Bernat. So hashtag know the truth. Gordana has been here more than anyone, even more than Jennifer English, who's going to be joining me in just a moment. But it's been, you know, so if you feel it's in you to do, reach out to Sam, sam@letalkradio.com. Follow us here. Reach out to him. And if there's a time space that's available, I said, just get it. Just do it. But here's the thing. You've got to stay committed. You know, I can be here 18 years later because, you know, when I took a hiatus, I had 15 years of shows. So we figured it out. You know, we figured out, like, look, we could play, there's timeless shows where, you know, when I would do with Gordana, it was Navigating Through Grief. I mean, that's still happening now more than ever, you know, and when Valerie Love would come on and Ash Ruiz would come on. So, you know, all of those shows were timeless. Nanda G, oh my gosh, you know, throughout the years. So we picked the best of them. We've played them. You guys have loved them. You're still downloading them. It's remarkable. And I love you for that. And I welcome you. I welcome you not only to my table, but I welcome you to my journey. And for those that have been through it with me for 18 years now, I just hope you continue with me on this journey. You know, Alan Watts says, and I love this quote so much, that man suffers only because he takes seriously what the gods made for fun. And so let's have some fun together. On that note, my next guest, you know, I have so much fun with, and we do so many other radio shows now in Tucson, and we've done so many other projects together and spoken about so many other things. And, you know, just, she is a class act. One of my favorite. Her family is true to hospitality. She understands not only hospitality, but conviviality. She's enlightened my life. She's made it brighter. She's made me look at this world of hospitality through a kaleidoscope of different lenses. And also, I mean, you know, I love the word cornucopia. And Jennifer English is the most truest form of a cornucopia, where she is just overflowing with knowledge of the industry of hospitality, of conviviality, of restaurants, of hotels, of grace, of elegance, of parties, of serving, of wines, of cheeses, of delicacies, of life itself. So welcome back to Max and Friends for our final episode, Jennifer English.
Congratulations, Max, on 18 years of extraordinary service to the world through your broadcasts, through the invention of the podcast before. By the way, you were podcasting before anybody had a pod.
Radio, Jennifer, it was called internet radio, and publicists would never send me their stars. I had to go through Twitter and DM them back when Twitter was Twitter.
First of all, congratulations. And second of all, thank you. That recognition in your introduction of the shared journey that we've had as broadcast storytellers who are in service to the shared public modem of not only radio and shows, but of conversation and human experience and the intimacy of the human voice, which you have been celebrating for 18 years. Really, the awards, yes, they're a reflection of how extraordinary a career you've had. But what's more important than that is that you find yourself here still being called, not just by the incredible talent that you've assembled around you, who has been working with the best in the business for decades, and recognizing in you that incredible light, that incredible voice, but that incredible spirit that you bring to everything you do. And they say how you do anything is how you do everything. and how you welcome your guests in the restaurant and how you welcome your guests on the page and how you welcome your guests and viewers when you're on Drew Barrymore and when you're on the morning shows and when you're on in all the places you've been since you were last live on Max and Friends deserves a mention. And I want to give you a lot of credit for continuing to wake up every day and saying, what have you got planned for me? How can I be useful and of service? And how can I welcome you back to the table? So I just want to say congratulations and thank you for the honor and the privilege of being here for the last show. And I wanted to ask you some questions, if you don't mind, as we go through this experience, as Absolutely. Much as I know you want to ask questions.
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for that. You know, you've been doing this for quite some time too. I might be the OG of podcasting with you, but you are like the OG of radio, AM, FM, tune the dial to find the station radio. So, you know, it's a pleasure to always be in your presence and to have you here, but you understand this and you understand the platform that radio is, that podcasting is, that the spoken voice is, that the power of it, you know, there's that wonderful quote that says, you know, I'll speak my truth even if my voice shakes, you know, and it's like to be able to have a platform where not only you, but myself, we can bring guests on who love to share their stories. And what we're doing is we're continuing in a modern way, you know, what pen was to paper, voices to the airways. And what we're doing is we are really creating a space where, just like you can go to the library and pull out a book, we're creating an audio library where you can pull out a show and hear a story and be transported to it by sound and voice. And so I love being part of this space with you, and thank you for acknowledging that. And, you know, like you said, the awards are fun, but they're not what keep me coming here. And, you know, it's 18 years now where it's been a journey, Jennifer, and I'm so glad you're a part of it. So thank you.
I think it's really important at this point. And I don't mean to get like super serious, but one of the reasons that it's important for you to do this work right now is we're entering the age of AI. And everywhere you look in social media, all through your feeds, regardless of what your algorithm is saying, is they're throwing things at you. The fact that you are not a bot, that you are here, and that the sound that is resonating richly through you from your heart and soul. And this is not a scripted show. This is a show that is meant to be reflective of an energy that you are coming and bringing and giving to everybody. That is going to be more important than ever in the time of AI. You may not realize it yet because you can still turn on the TV and you can still see people and you can, but we're going to see more and more and more in our feeds and around the world of things that are not that human. And the sacred humanness of your voice is what's going to keep me and everyone else coming back to LA Talk Radio, whether we're Max and Friends, whether it's To the Max, or in this exciting new version of Welcome to My Table. I think that can't be understated at how important that is right now.
Thank you. And, you know, I just got a text. Suzanne is tuning in. So I want to say hello to Suzanne. Back in the day, and I don't know, Sam, can we still, I don't know, back in the day, we used to have a phone number here. And I think I remember it too. It was like 323-203-0815. I think that used to be the phone number.
You still
here.
Remember the number? I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I also want to say, in preparation for your new show, you just came and co-hosted 9 weeks of live radio. And it wasn't just ordinary radio, because we've always, at the Food & Wine Radio Network, you know, we started in 99, when not as many people were talking about food as we are today. But we just finished 9 weeks together of Irresistible the Holidays, and you knocked it out of the park. It was fantastic. It was kind of like you went to spring training just to get your muscles loose again.
Right? So, yeah, exactly. No, that was a lot of fun. And the busiest time, you know, Delmonico's and Tucci had a record-breaking December for a restaurant that's only been open a year and a half.
All right.
But it's been fun.
Before we get too far, I want to look back at Max and Friends, but I've I am dying to ask you this question because we've all seen the pictures online. Welcome to My Table is such a great name, and it's such an important message from your family legacy. And I know you. You have probably 21 tables in the barn. You probably have another 45 tables in storage. How have you and Suzanne and the team decided what table was going to be your table? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to imagine your table is the exact opposite of that big red table that somebody else used.
Well, I'm going to play this game first. I'm throwing it back into your court before I answer that question. What do you think my table looks like?
You know, I see a beautiful wooden table that came from Florence on one of those trips. So the ship brought over one of Uncle Oscar's Cadillacs to Florence, and you couldn't possibly send the ship back without anything in it. So these gorgeous Florentine antiques came back, and I'm imagining that one of your ancestors sat with the de' Medicis having conversations, and they were seeding that rich wood with all of the curiosity and conversation that they did in the Renaissance, and that's going to be the table that you choose. I don't see a modern table. I see a really beautiful wooden table.
So, you know, the set is in the barn, and, you know, the table that you've just described is the table that's still at the Villa in Florence, Italy. But I will tell you, it is true. In the barn, I do have a few tables.
just
Lillian August was a fabulous store, and you remember Lillian August, right? And it was a furniture store in Connecticut. But Lillian August used to get really beautiful antiques. So one of the beautiful tables in the barn is like this 18-foot solid oak, American oak table. And it's so stunning. But that's not the table. Through my searches over the years, and, you know, I love to go antiquing and shopping.
Can I have another guess?
I found this really remarkable round table. It's the most beautiful dark grained wood, and it has an incredible base with, you can't see, but one day, you know, I'll post the table because I think it's a fun post, with these incredible, you know, claws for legs and feet. And I mean, it's incredible, this table. And what I love the most about it is that I bought it at the Habitat for Humanity Restore.
Oh, I love that.
In Danbury, Connecticut. And the Housatonic Habitat for Humanity. And what I love about it and why I've chose this table to be the table is because, like you had just said, and, you know, beautifully described the table, the Florentine table, your ancestors having conversations at, I don't know anyone who sat at this table. So I feel like the energy that's in this table is going to reveal itself to me. I don't know the conversations that were had at it, like the tables that I've grew up in or have been part of my, you know, ancestry. But to sit at a table and to, I feel like I resurrected the table like Oscar resurrected Delmonico's and, you know, took this table in when no one wanted it. But, it, you know, it's like, so it's this table where I brought it back, you know, to life, restored it, oiled it. It's gorgeous. And I don't know any of the stories that were told at it. And so I think it's so important that this table that now I'm creating, where all of these stories are going to be shared and conversations are going to be had, will be able to, you know, dance that duality of the known and the unknown and the ghosts and the, you know, the living. And, you know, it's definitely the moving forward while looking back table.
Oh, I love
that. So that's the table.
Tell me about the chairs. Tell me about everything else that you've chosen to be there. Are you going to reveal that over the coming weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's all going to reveal next week. But the set, you know, it's curated basically right now to, you know, what I love in the barn. So it's going to change. It's not always going to be the same because, you know, it's really, it's a living space. And I use it for, you know, for the show, but for everyday life as well. So sometimes, you know, we're going to have different backgrounds going on and, you know, you'll be able to see inside the barn, which, you know, I do these dinners at now. And so it's a fascinating space. The background will change, but it's the right place. It's the right thing. And eventually what we're going to do, Jennifer, is, you know, we're going to build into budget somehow, getting the celebrity, getting the guest, getting the, you know, the one who we welcome to the table to actually come up to the farm and actually sit at the table with me. So that's what we have.
I love everything about that.
Yeah, for the future. So it's fun. It's fun.
I want to go back. You were talking about 18 years ago when LA Talk Radio started. You started the same year. Talking and conversations and hosted conversations and broadcast conversations and podcast conversations had a very different place in the world. Today, they've gone completely and importantly mainstream. And we're on the cusp of the podcast not only being made bona fide, as we just saw at the Golden Globes with Amy Poehler winning for her Good Hang, but we're seeing the potential of what it means to be a podcast. And you are part of a new era of podcasting, broadcasting, and storytelling through conversations, through that kind of intentionality. When you sit down with your team, are you thinking about how is not only this present moment going to be brought to life, but how are we going to contribute to the origin story of the next era of podcasting and talk? Have you had a conversation about where the world is asking you to go with this?
You know, I have. And, you know, it's moving forward while looking back. You know, that's kind of the theme of the show in regards to also welcoming all to the table. But I think, you know, moving forward, you know, when I look back through the history of Delmonico's and the Delmonico brothers and my grandfather and the chefs, you know, there was all this innovation. They were constantly creating and recipes and dishes and cocktails and drinks. And so what I believe is that, you know, now, I mean, with Tucci, we just created the Italian Rainbow Cookie Baked Alaska. So we took the 20th century Italian, you know, heritage, and we've looped it in with the Gilded Age and the, you know, the 1800s of Delmonico's. And we're, you know, creating a dish that I hope, you know, Baked Alaska was created at Delmonico's in 1867. And you know, I think we're still talking about it. We're still serving it. And so is that what the new Italian cookie, you know, Rainbow Cookie Baked Alaska is going to be? And so is that what this show is going to be? You know, I'm taking it, as you say, one step further. Is the show and is podcasting, is it just another ingredient to create something that when we move forward and look back and 50 years from now or 100 years from now or 200 years from now, you know, this year is 100 years of hospitality for Tucci. Next year is 200 years of Delmonico's. What are we going to be talking about 100 years from now, 200 years from now, that still resonates, that still has meaning, that still has purpose, that still has flavor? And so what are we creating now is really the understanding of the intention for when we look back 200 years from now, what is the mark that we made?
One of the things that is essential, I think, for all of us to thank you for and appreciate is that you are a masterful host. And in an era where there is more conversation, there is more multi-voice conversation, there is more interview, there is more experiential participation, spending time with the people and the celebrated names that you want to be with. You know, we look back to those Merv Griffin and Johnny Carson and those kinds of shows, and we've always enjoyed having to spend time or getting to spend time with the people whose work we love watching on the screen and getting to feel like we're there. But you're doing something really essentially different. And I think it's important to point out, and I'm curious about how you're feeling and seeing the integration of these skills that you have. I think that one of the things that's missing in podcasting is the spirit of the host. I think in technology, in podcasting, in businesses, in so many dimensions of our lives as human beings, we're not being welcomed the same way as in pre-generations. We're not being welcomed the way they used to welcome you to a show. You are a professional host who is a master, a third, fourth, fifth generation master of welcoming your guests and being a great host. Can you talk about how important the changing role of a host is, and how in a world where you can get food delivered to your home and you can get these experiences, that you're going to have a chance to remind us of what great hosting is, and how as a podcast host that you're doing something where your guests are feeling welcome and your restaurant guests are feeling welcome, and how that sets you apart from the other talk hosts in the world, where it's fun to be there and it's fun to listen and it's fun to watch, but it's not the same. We don't feel as welcome as we do with you.
Thank you. Well, you know, it goes back to Oscar. Do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? That validation. And I think what's so important about hosting and the industry, hospitality, is that you have to love people most. I think the natural desire, the natural want, the natural need to welcome people and to really love people is what is one of the most important things about hosting. Hosting to the point where there's a curiosity, where not only do you see them, you hear them, but you validate them. But also it's that the curiosity of knowing their story. A great host is a great speaker and a great listener. And so when I can be at the restaurant and welcome people, especially to Delmonico's, you know, I hear the stories of their past, their ancestors, their grandmother who had the debutante at Delmonico's, their grandfather who was married at Delmonico's, their mother, their father, their stories. And so to be able to listen to their stories, identify with them, right, in so many levels, on so many levels, is really the art of hosting. It's listening. It's being present. It's having that curiosity and the desire to know about them, genuinely know about them, genuinely right. Want to know their stories. You know, and I think for me, that's the most important, one of the most important things in hosting. And that's what I've learned over these 18 years. Is that to be a great speaker, you also have to be a great listener.
So one of the things I was really keen to get to, and I'm glad we got to it this with this much time left in our time together, because I think this is sort of wicked important. The New Englander in me is coming out by the use of the word wicked. But this is your first Max and Friends since you have been the host at both Delmonico's and Tucci for as long as you've been this last year and a half. Yeah. How are you a different host on this last Max and Friends? Not because you've been hosting Max and Friends for 18 years, but because hosting Delmonico's restaurant and Tucci restaurant for, you know, not 18 months, but you know, close to 2.5 years. But talk to us about what that actually has, that change, that evolution, that growth, that transformation, that metamorphosis, really.
Yeah, you know, what the last 2 years since I haven't been here has taught me is to really stand and also fall back into my voice, right? You've had a scare over the last, you know, couple of months and with your voice. And so, but you are someone who's really, you sit back in your voice, right? And I think that what I've learned over the 2 years of being in the restaurant is, you know, really the tone. You know, in a studio, we can act a certain way and be funny and be charismatic and be goofy. And I'm still that. But in the restaurant, I also now have fallen, you know, I've let my voice sit back into a sophistication where, yes, I'm still Max and, you know, Max and Friends, but there's now this sophistication that I can sit back in my voice and that now I can really speak in authority of the industry. Because, you know, growing up in it is one thing. Working in it is a whole nother. And loving it, you know, is a whole nother. And so
and running
I think
the
for
show.
Me,
yeah. And you're running the yeah. show.
And running the shows, you know, it's a new stage every night. So I think, you know, to become an authority in an industry that is so powerful as the hospitality and food industry, food and beverage industry, to become an authority where you've noted, you know, New York Times reaches out to me now to pull quotes for how to throw an event or for, you know, trends, hospitality trends. So to become an authority in an industry like this, that, you know, I'm in, that your family was in and my family was in, and then to be able to bring that to the microphone, to the platform stage, to the you know, the video stage as well,
right,
gives me, you know, I stand taller, Jennifer. I speak more grounded. I speak more authoritative. And I think, you know, there's, when I'm meeting literally thousands and thousands of people a month, there's a lot to learn.
And by the way,
being in a position. Yeah.
Can I just chime in with something too? We just spent 9 weeks hosting together on the Food and Wine Radio Network, Tucson Foodie, and the Tucson Foodie shows that we just did in the Tucson market. And we did this with a global eye towards hospitality. I'm going to share something that I've observed because it was the first chance we've had to do shows together. And I didn't tell you this while we were doing them. And I've kind of been saving this to share with you. But you are an incredibly generous person in real life. And I've watched you as a host in the restaurant. I've known you as a host and a guest on the air, but you've become an extraordinarily generous host on the air. I think you're a more generous show host.
Thank you.
And I'm, and you don't know that you're doing it necessarily, because I don't think you're sitting down saying, I've got to do more. And the way that it's coming out is really lovely. And I, for one, can't wait to see how this blooms and blossoms on the new Welcome to My Table show, because I got a glimpse of it over the last 8 weeks when we were doing the work together that we just did. And what's exciting about it, I'm sure you felt it, but has anybody else mentioned this to you? Have you been aware of this?
Have I been aware?
Did Mama Gina say anything? Did she say you sounded good?
No. You know, yeah, you know, my mother is my number one supporter. But you know, Suzanne Bass, I'm telling you, you know, she's listening now. She's probably guashing. You know, we guasha now all the time. That's our thing. But I only said that because, you know, we've spoken a lot, you know, over the last couple of months. And, you know, she's really, I mean, the shows that she's produced, from Wendy to Martha to Rosie and Fran as well, you know, all the shows they produced, it's really her observation of me that she could have a real conversation and say, look, you know, you're almost a waste of talent by not doing this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think the gracious part that you said, I want to touch on that because we just have a couple minutes. Then we got to wrap this up. That's how fast this goes. But, you know, when you have, give, you know, and that's the simplicity of hospitality. When you have a limoncello that's so delicious, right? And maybe the meal that the purse that the couple had wasn't their best of conversations. And you notice them and you see them, you hear them, they matter. And then you want to make the evening, you know, just a little sweeter. And you offer in generosity from the house, from me, from Max Tucci, here's some limoncello. And what it does in that moment by giving in the restaurant space is it turned their whole moment around, that whole, you know, not so great conversation. And, you know, it made them think, oh, look, this is sweet. This is good. It was given to us. And so I think by bringing that to the podcasting space, you know, is going to be one of interest. You've noted it. I have, you know, I do me. So, you know, I don't know how I'm generous on podcasting space, but, you know, I practice Max Tucci.
So here's the other thing I wanted to follow up on that with. I think that we look at the landscape in terms of legendary restaurateurs, and we used to have restaurateurs who would make it into the society columns. And, you know, we had people like Toots Shore, and we had like Mike Romanoff out in LA. And historically, we've always had a few legendary restaurateurs and hosts. Yeah.
Who Giro represented Oscar Tucci?
Well, you know, and Oscar Tucci and Tony May and Cirio Maccioni and again these incredible people, many of whom have their legacy roots in the Delmonico story. But yeah. Let's just take this one step further, okay? Because this to me is what's really exciting. Mm-hmm. I don't know that when we had this era of celebrity chefs. Celebrity chefs are not the same thing as hosts. Their name's on the door. You know, there are some chefs who are also hosts of shows, but that's a different kind of thing. I don't think anybody has brought it all together as the host, because let's face it, you're not in the kitchen. I mean, you may be in the kitchen, you know, expediting or doing your thing, but you are primarily at the front door welcoming your guests and making sure everyone has an extraordinary time. I think that combination with your skills as a storyteller and broadcaster, and kudos to Suzanne Bass for seeing that nobody has done this. Nobody has done this. And this is the future of this style of conversation. Mm-hmm. The kind of show that you're bringing to life is not going to be like anything anybody's ever seen. This isn't like that wave of shows where people try to do a podcast over the last year that didn't have the clarity of the purpose that you have. And I love that Suzanne and your team have waved their magic wand to bring this all together. Because I think at this moment in time, this is absolutely going to be the right thing. And I love that you're doing this.
Thank you. Well, you know, we're going to wrap the show up, but I don't want to. And now I'm thinking, like, why haven't I been doing this for the last 2 years? I love it so much. But, you know, look, you know, there's that wonderful saying, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. And over the 18, 17 years of Max and Friends, you've always heard me say that. But, you know, to take this moment to thank you, Jennifer, for really, you know, that kaleidoscope I said and broadening my understanding of this industry, to have you tonight be my last guest for the final show of Max and Friends is, you know, it's bittersweet. And it could make me weep because I've enjoyed so much doing Max and Friends. And, you know, I'm not saying goodbye. I'm saying hello. You say goodbye. And I say hello because next week, next Sunday, is the whole new relaunch and revamp of Max and Friends to Welcome to My Table with Max Tucci. So, you know, Jennifer, you're going to have to be a guest on that show for sure. You know, it's a little bit different now because Max and Friends, you know, I had full control of. And Welcome to My Table, I'm allowing others who know what they're doing. You know, they say, if you don't know what you're doing, link up with those that do. And so I knew
what I was
doing.
Do you have a theme song? Because you've always... See, this is one of the things. We didn't even get to the 18 years or 17 and a half years of great music on Max and Friends. Yeah. Music on Max and Friends has been such a part of the show, from Ancestors to you name it. Have you got a new theme song?
I sure do. And, you know, you said Ancestors, which is the song by Felisa Latin Soul, her intro was the last jingle for Max and Friends for a few years. Before that was Monroe King, you know, of course, from the King family, Roger King and Harpo. And he's the one that, you know, brought Oprah to our, you know, the level of spectatorship and wow factor, Roger King. So his daughter, Monroe King, she did the theme song. And then prior to that, it was, you know, Sam, who's held the fort down here for 18 years this February. You know, he would always create new intros for me. And, you know, we've had a few from To the Max, to Max and Friends. So the theme song is from Felisa Latin Soul, who did the last Max and Friends intro. She's doing the new one for the first season of Welcome to My Table. And, you know, we've pulled certain lyrics from the song and licks that we're going to play, but the full song we'll have to release so that it could be heard. But Jennifer, I got to wrap this up. So I thank you so much for joining me tonight on Max and Friends. And before I let you go, I know you have something to say.
Well, I always have a lot to say, but one thing I want to make sure that you and the team do, and I'm happy to remind everybody of this, that the rituals and traditions of conviviality and hospitality are the things that bring the legacy of our own families and ancestors to life at our table, wherever our table is. And one of those traditions is the tradition of toasting. And when you have guests at table and you raise your glasses or cups, the right toast oftentimes is absolutely perfect. Have you got your new house toast for your new table at Welcome to My Table?
So, you know, it changes, but you'll have to tune in to find out what it is.
Oh, I love this.
But, you know, the toast that I always love the most is, you know, to all of those that we raise a glass, to all of those that wish us well, and to all the rest, may they be blessed. But I love you for being here tonight, Jennifer. Thank you so much. Where can we find you? What are you up to? Because we got like 30 seconds left.
We have BC Food News, which is one of the new functional podcasts. We're trying to reinvent podcasting in a different dimension by doing food news in short 3, 4, and 5 minute bursts. We have a new show called Irresistible Tucson with Chef Carrie Neff, who's going to be starting just in 2 weeks. And at the City of Gastronomy site, which is an international culinary gastronomic welcome center for one of the first UNESCO cities of gastronomy, we're going to be at the International Broadcast Center that's going to be on campus, and we're going to be the house host for that. And you're going to get that in a few weeks as well, so we'll be eager to. And we've been nominated for awards as well, and we'll be out in Los Angeles in a few weeks. So maybe we can take Sam out for a well-deserved sandwich or dinner or something wonderful. So Sam, thank you and congratulations, and thank you for making all of this possible.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Sam and Dina. I'm not saying goodbye because I don't have to. I get to say, I'll talk to you next Sunday, but you're not going to be tuning into Max and Friends anymore. And I have to warmly, graciously, thankfully, just bow down to the whole team at LA Talk Radio over the years. You know, it's funny because I'm not going anywhere, so I don't have to, like, you know, to do this, but I want to because I'm so grateful for Sam and Dina and Roni and, oh my God, Ronnie, and just everyone over the years who's been a part of Max and Friends. And most importantly to you, my listeners, thank you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Thank you so much for being a part of Max and Friends. You put the friends in Max. To everyone who's been a guest on the show, thank you. To everyone who's worked on the show, thank you. To everyone who sang on the show, thank you. 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 Thank you so much. I look forward to next week. And I'm so like drawing this out. I know Sam is like, we got to wrap up. I could hear him, even though I haven't been here in 2 years, but you know, sometimes I get a grace of a couple extra minutes cause I'm here 18 years. But, I just want to let you all know, you can still follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci. I contribute now to Appetito Magazine. You can come to the restaurant, 56 Beaver Street, Delmonico's in New York, and catch me there. 643 Broadway, which is Tucci at the corner of Bleecker. Come and find me there. If I'm not at Delmonico's, I'm at Tucci. If I'm not at Tucci, I'm at Delmonico's. If I'm not there, then I'm at the villa in Italy or at the farm, Delmonico Farm. Speaking of the villa, if you go to my Instagram page and you click on the Linktree section, you can rent my villa in Italy. We're going to be doing the Tucci tours, talking about hospitality and bringing that to another level. Plus, I'll be releasing the Max Tucci Luxury Chocolate Collection on QVC. It's our 100th anniversary chocolate collection going on QVC. You know, I'm going to have the time of my life there, just like I've had the time of my life here on Max and Friends. So at this point, I would say, you know, thank you so much for tuning into Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma. But what I'm going to say is I'll see you next week. And I'm looking forward to welcoming you to my table, my new table. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma. Peace.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.